Hi, Skelton SC, Akshamla, and welcome to another ripping, gripping edition of Connections. Well, I wanted to start and finish tonight with Peter Green and Fleetwood Mac. And I did have a bit of a tribute last week, but rather like his career, I wanted to sort of come back and do a little bit more. Can't get enough of the guy. But we're going to start with a song that was recorded for Blues Jam. It was called, but I don't know why they changed the name of this. When it first came out, it was called Blues Jam at Chess. Maybe the makers of the game Chess came and said, we can't call it that. Call it Blues Jam in Chicago. But obviously, Chess was referring to Chess Records. And what I love about this record is it's just a band that's very comfortable with itself, with lots of blues greats playing the blues with horn sections and sort of studio banter and everything like that. And there's two volumes now. I think originally it was a double album. I have seen it in a shop and I really wish I'd picked it up when I saw it. You don't see it very often. But this is Ooh Baby, and it's a little bit like Long Grey Mare, but a bit different.
Peter Green. Most definitely a lot of them. It was never expressed
in so many words, and actually I would probably have been more happy if it had been. He showed up, I'll never forget. His hair was all unkempt. No. Oh, well, that's okay, because this was the hippie era and people did have unkempt hair. In his hair, there was a piece of cheese stuck in his hair. I don't know what kind of cheese it was, if it was Caerphilly or cheddar or not. But it was most definitely a piece of cheese. And he said, you know, he's got a piece of cheese. And then I'll never forget the day that he left. He still had the same piece of cheese in his hair that he had come with 5 days earlier. I realized then that even for the hippie era, something was amiss. As free-spirited as I guess we all like to think we were. If I had a piece of cheese in my hair on Wednesday, Thursday, I can guarantee you it would be gone.
Put some wax on the tracks and slide on out of here. Ooh, baby.
Trying to do to me.
Smarties, what a lot you get. Smarties, the chocolate Smarties. Packet of Smarties means lots and lots of chocolate beans. Yes, you get lots and lots and lots and lots of Smarties. Buy some food.
Marrow!
Hey, you! Tired of lugging that marrow home from the supermarket?
Gav? Noise, yeah, noise. There's a lot of it. I like to sort of quote the author Fernando Pessoa, who said, "My soul is a hidden orchestra." I sort of look on my soul as being not a hidden orchestra, but an orchestra that's sort of hiding a little bit out of plain sight.
Thank you.
apart from the clarinets, I mean, they're sort of pretty much up front. But yeah, if I mean, my maracas, I sort of keep them to myself. Maybe some of the woodwind section. Come to think of it, most of my soul is in orchestra.
I'm just at that point where I'm replenishing my drawers, and I wanted teaspoons. But then I discovered Livingston's teaspoons. They're so much more than a teaspoon. And now, with 8% more concave than any other teaspoon, or half your money back.
Well, I think a lot of us have managed to develop some new skills or other, and I was working busily on my channeling of the Stranglers into Dave Brubeck, and this is about as far as I got with take 5.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
Pitiful, innit? Anyway, this big shot comes along called Lawrence Mason, and this is absolutely fantastic. I'm only joking. This guy has not only managed to edit together a version using all kinds of apps and things like that, a sort of very, very passable version of Dave Brubeck playing Golden Brown by the Stranglers. We've featured that song quite a lot lately. He's actually fused together this video. I mean, if you've not seen it on YouTube, go and have a look. Absolutely fantastic, but really good editing job of some real footage of Dave Brubeck and his fellas playing. And I particularly like the sort of foot on the pedal of the piano. Just it's a cherry on the cake for me. But here's Lawrence Mason, I don't know, edited together in the style of Dave Brubeck. And this is Golden Brown.
Of perspective, I suppose. I mean, I was always sort of brought up to realise that one woman's noise is another woman's discotheque. But, you know, if you put discotheque into a political context, then you have some unholy noise.
Ain't no serpent, Portobello. Ain't no serpent.
I mean, let me demonstrate. I mean, what I've got here is a normal AA battery, right? And I'm going to bash it against a normal glass bottle. All right. Now, my neighbour might come to me and she might say, that's noise. And I might say, well, no, I beg to differ because I can actually see the source of the noise. And so I say, well, this is a AA battery bashing against a glass bottle, not noise. But then in a court of law, they might decree that the glass bottle and the battery and the noise are actually one and the same.
Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, Italy.
This is what happened one day when the ice cream van stopped by Tufty's house. Ice cream! And Tufty goes to find his mummy. Tufty always asks his mummy to go with him to the ice cream van. But Willy Weasel has gone off to get an ice cream by himself.
Now, the GTOs, I think there's going to be a re-release. I think it was Rough Trade Records I was looking at. And for some reason, the re-release date of this is something like the 31st of December this year. I think that is probably record company speak for we don't really know, or they really are going to bring it out on New Year's Eve. But the GTOs brought out an album in 1969, and it was produced by Frank Zappa. And they were basically, it was a band of groupies. And I think on the cover of Hot Rats, one of the GTOs is that sort of very sort of ashen looking face that's coming out of the swimming pool, if I remember it rightly. I always thought that was, you know, when I was younger, I thought that was Frank Zappa, but it's not, it's a groupie. And yeah, there's all kinds of people on this album. Lowell George is on it, and yeah, Frank Zappa's on it, and everything like that. It's just, I don't know, it's a who's who of who's what, really. And this is about folks who have the same last name as the first name, the Ooh Ooh Man.
Oh, I'm in love with the Ooh Ooh Man. There you go, there's a development for you.
And welcome to Add It Up to Ear, the programme that looks at groovy ways to get everyday items into your psychedelic shopping basket. And in today's exciting episode, I'll be talking to Maverick advertiser Charlie Sellett Ohms. Charlie, hello.
Hello.
I couldn't help noticing that you've got a very similar name to that bad boy who's the drummer of the Rolling Stones, only slightly different.
Well, yeah, he's Charlie Watts, and I'm Charlie Sellett Ohms. Because, well, Sellett's my middle name, and Ohms, basically, I mean, Watts is just volts times by amps. Well, I wanted to be something different. I'm going to be volts divided by amps.
Well, why is that?
Well, at the end of the day, my name's got resistance, baby.
Right, well, we're driving out to a client, and normally that kind of information would be, you know, strictly confidential and strictly commercial. But for the auspices of this show, I can tell you that it's the tinned vegetable giant, Massive Purple Caterpillar.
And what difficult product are they trying to peddle?
Well, yeah, they're trying to shift tin marrow. We're going to see Big Vern from their marketing board. Hello, Big Vern. Now we're sat down. Can you tell me what's exciting about your tin marrows?
Well, exciting, right? Yeah, marrows in a tin. Yeah, each can... I can say that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is, Blue.
No, because I can say tin if you like.
No, you can say can, mate. Say can. It's all good, mate. All good here.
Yeah, each can... contains up to 66.7% of an entire marrow and slightly salted. Yeah, I mean, some tin marrow, you'd be devastated at just how much salt there is in there. We're just saying it's slight.
Well, you know, my job's not always easy. That's what we've got to go on. So here's what we've come up with.
Marrow!
Hey, you! Tired of lugging that marrow home from the supermarket? Does that marrow need just a dash more sodium? Is your current tinned marrow more ow than mare? Then get Massive Purple Caterpillar tinned marrow. It beats others by more than a marrow margin.
Massive Purple Caterpillar!
That's another satisfied customer. And where are we going now? We're going to see another client of mine, Rosie. Rosie who? Where's Rosie? Hello, Rosie. Interesting question, me love. What's your second name?
Well, that's it, E. I might be sort of Mancunian to all outward appearances, but I do sort of come from Turkish extraction, so my surname is, in fact, E. That's chocky, isn't it?
And can you give me some more information about your firelighters?
Well, inherited family business. When I inherited it, they were called Gary's Firelighters. And, you know, name were a bit two-dimensional. And, you know, like my grandma used to use them, and old house used to stink of them sort of thing. So I gave them a bit of a product makeover.
All right, what did you come up with?
Well, we changed Gary's to Los Angeles Firelighters, because, I mean, it's California, isn't it? You know, trailblazers, go west, all that stuff.
Well, that's cutting edge. And what are they getting in a box of Los Angeles Firelighters?
Well, 20 firelighters, boxed, in plastic, sealed. And make any barbecue taste more petrol-y. Is that enough for you?
Well, let's see if I can just work some of that magic.
Well, I tried to light a fire about an hour ago. And my charcoal, it didn't even glow. My burgers were raw and I admit I felt real low. And then I found out life lighters and got them to ignite. 85% of the time. Found a great way to cook my sausage at night. Sausage at night. Sausage at night. Sausage at night. Woo!
Come on.
LA Firelighters, you're gonna get a glow.
Get LA Firelighters now and make your sausages taste real petrol-y.
Please note, LA Firelighters are not legal in the following EC countries. Spain, Greece, Germany, Holland, Belgium, France, Luxembourg, Italy.
Well, at the end of the day, I mean, I've got people to buy marrows and firelighters, whereas they didn't before. What's not rewarding about that?
Thank you.
You know, I was reading that book of John Cage, Silence, and he sort of noted that, you know, silence can actually accentuate noise. So if I want to make a point, I just shut me gob.
I guess you heard about the Bermuda Triangle. There's something going on. Nobody seems to know just what it is, and the Air Force won't let on. Might be a hole down in the ocean, yeah, or fog that won't let go. Might be some crazy people talking, or somebody that we ought to know. Down in Bermuda, pale blue sea, way down in the triangle, it's easy to believe. Now here's one, you see strange shapes in the light, shadows in the night. They said that wingtips seemed to brush their faces, and strangers stole their sight. Way down in the triangle, where the sea was smooth as glass, giving you an answer to a question that you never thought you'd ask. Ah, down in Bermuda, in the pale blue sea, way down in Bermuda, yeah, easy to believe. Down in the triangle, easy to believe.
From Galveston, then leave from New Orleans, and then from Wilmington in Delaware. Then leave St. Petersburg, then leave from Tampa, and then from Mexico. It doesn't matter where, they could put them in share. Safe in your harbor, everything seems certain. Right next to Palm Beach, Key Biscayne, behind a velvet curtain. But then the moon goes gray with worry, and the sea turns a pale white. You better believe something strange is going on tonight. Bermuda Triangle, yeah, it's easy to believe. Down in the triangle, it's easy to believe.
This was another band that brought out, as far as I can see, just one album, but it's a bit confusing because it was called Juju, and it was quickly withdrawn from sale, and it was just called Gas. That's Gas with two S's. It's Bobby Tench's band. And the reason I've chosen this track is that, for some reason on this album, it was just after Peter Green had left Fleetwood Mac, and he's guesting on a couple of tracks. And this is the title track of what the album was originally called before it was withdrawn and just called Gas. This is Juju.
I gotta fight it.
I think noise is a good indication of, you know, somebody's intelligence. Because, you know, if you sort of think about it, somebody's ability to work through noise might be sort of inversely proportional to their mental capacity to sort of get through the noise.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for tonight. Just want to say a massive Getschmisch Olsen to the family, Nadra. Just, I think, a message to us all to sort of bear in mind that, you know, we are in the midst of a plague. And, you know, just, I don't know, just take precautions, just be careful and look after each other. And until next week, stick around for Simon and Leo and keep connected. Good night.